Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
How are you, Rolene?
Good, thanks, and you? And just
fortunate fact that your COVID cases are increasing.
Yes, we have had a slight surge in coronavirus cases. Mostly, in fact, we can attribute the patient zeros to those who went abroad and came back without quarantining, as the law says they have to. So what we do have is a situation where we have infections in school kids that haven't been vaccinated as a result of going overseas, or family members that have gone overseas. However, we have been told to keep calm, not to panic, and that it is very much regional and not national. So let's take a look at some of the developments in the last 24 hours. Unfortunately, if you were planning to come to Israel next month, that has been postponed until August, because we have the or we can attribute this uptick in infections to those who have come from abroad. We are shutting our borders. We will not allow foreign travelers who have been vaccinated into Israel, at least until August. That's how it currently stands. Last night, speaking at Ben Gurion Airport, Prime Minister Bennett said that anyone who's in the airport has to be masked. There will be mandatory serological testing as you enter the country, and we will be clamping down and being a lot tougher on keeping a quarantine. Also today, the coronavirus cabinet has reconvened, or has been restructured, because of course we have new people on the coronavirus cabinet. We have heard from the head of the coronavirus management of the pandemic. You know I hate that C word,
Simon. Yes, we do.
It's one of the other, it's the other four-letter C word that I just don't like. He has said that if infections do get to 100 or 100 per day, which we are anticipating it hopefully won't, then wearing a mask will become mandatory. So what we've done is we have increased the initiative to vaccinate children between the ages of 12 to 16. We've also brought forward our order of coronavirus vaccines. Just for those keeping score, we are vaccinating our kids now with the same vaccines that would have gone to the Palestinians should they have accepted our shipment of vaccines. So we have no issue putting those vaccines in our children. So this is where we are standing at the moment. Hopefully those figures will come down, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to open up those borders sooner than August.
Let's stay with that for just one moment, Rolene. From a very selfish perspective, we in South Africa are starting our vaccination process. More and more of us are vaccinated. Does this mean that, say, when Israel does open borders, it would be possible for South Africans who are vaccinated to visit, or are we still on a no-fly zone? Prohibited entry, irrespective of vaccination or not?
For the moment, South Africa still is prohibited. You can't come back into Israel if you've been to South Africa. That's because the vaccine rollout has been slow, and because of the high level of the Delta variant in South Africa. So at the moment, everything is shut down except to green countries, but we are now shutting those as well until at least August, until we get this Delta variant sorted out.
Very interestingly, I see that there are moves afoot to designate Lehava a terror organization. I think you need to explain a little bit about who Lehava are.
Okay, so Lehava, it wasn't an easy one to say for a moment there, Simon, and I haven't even had a word
ski. Nothing, yeah.
Lehava are an organization that have been termed here as a Jewish supremacist. During last month's Operation Guardians of the Wall, we saw the extreme incitement coming not just from the Arab-Israeli community or elements inside that community spurred on by Hamas, but we saw it on our side as well. Mobs, lynch mobs, a number of them being arrested. We've also seen the defacing of Palestinian property from these members of this organization, as well as hearing some of the very, very ugly and uncomfortable rhetoric at last week's flag march. So the chairman, excuse me, of the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee, Ram Ben Barak from Yesh Atid, and the Public Security Minister, Omer Bar-Lev of Labor Party, have written both to the General Avichai Mandelblit and to Defense Minister Gantz, calling on them to, under the terms of the 2016 legislation on what is termed terror organizations, to ban them under that. In addition to them being banned, we also want to dismantle their NGO, which is called Rescue of the Jewish People, because that is largely responsible for their fundraising. So what is contained in this letter is some very recent incidents, some of which I have mentioned, why this group needs to be designated a terrorist organization. It doesn't matter, you know, which side, if you're Jewish, if you're not Jewish, if you are inciting and calling for hatred and calling for violence, you will face the full arm of the law.
Is there any connection between people like, say, Ben Gvir and Smotrich to an organization like that, or is there no connection whatsoever?
Ben Gvir has definitely been mentioned. He's seen as somebody who is provocative, and he's seen as somebody who is, he was cited in this letter as somebody who is causing a lot of provocation with the way that he is acting and encouraging others to act, especially around a hotbed like Sheikh Jarrah.
Let's talk Israel's stance at the UNHRC vis-a-vis China.
This is fascinating. This was a very, very, I mean, this is one of the first, if not the only times we've heard of Israel voting or Israel and the UNHRC without a resolution against Israel. So sure. Israel has supported 40 other Western countries, well, mostly Western countries, in voting on a resolution backed by Canada that calls for the immediate, meaningful, and unfettered access to independent observers in Western Xinjiang region of China, and also the utter condemnation of the treatment of Muslim Uyghurs and other minority communities. If you haven't been following what has been happening to the Uyghur community in China, it is absolutely horrific. It's likened to a genocide. Uyghur Muslims, other minorities are being rounded up into concentration camps in this province in China. They are being, the term they use, re-educated against their Muslim religion. The women are being forcibly sterilized, which is why it is termed a genocide. Also, women have been raped, and small communities are also facing incredible surveillance restrictions on their culture, including a small group of Jews in China as well. So this is an attempt by Canada, once supported wholeheartedly by Israel, which is very interesting because Israel has been wary of criticizing China.
Exactly. I was going to say there's a huge realpolitik aspect to this. There's a reason Benjamin Netanyahu never took a stand against China. Maybe he wanted to split them from Iran. I don't know. But what is going on here? Why did Israel agree so readily?
I think there's been a little bit of American pressure and also, you know, I think it's not just that. I think that we have a past of enduring a genocide. Some of the images coming from people who've been able to smuggle out images show women who've been shorn of their hair shipped off to countries around the world. We know what that has like. We have a particular sensitivity to genocide and persecution of any kind, and Israel has decided that we have to speak out.
Absolutely fascinating. I want to go back to something completely not connected to anything we agreed to talk about. It was something you threw in when we began this discussion. I was saying Tel Aviv is one of the most expensive cities in the world. You said, well, come live in Modi Inn. Are you telling me that a city that is all of 10 to 15 kilometers away from Tel Aviv has a significantly different cost of living, Rolene?
Well, if you're looking at what you can rent an apartment for in Moody Inn as opposed to paying that same amount of rent in Tel Aviv, you've got to look at the value that you get for that and also how Moody Inn is geared towards immigrant communities and families. Just saying, this message has not been approved by the mayor of
Mayor,
Moody
exactly.
Inn or John Palmer Trading.
All right, no, it's an interesting thing.
I'm going to talk about my music taste with Joan Armour Trading.
No. I was far more interested in the cost of living in Israel. It is 5:30. We're going to leave it there. As always, thank you for putting a smile on my face, Rolene Marks. We will
love
end the week
and
together
affection, Simon, and you'll get the what that alludes to.